Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, the term today is called long take. Now, long is spelled L-O-N-G, long, and take is spelled T-A-K-E. Now, what's a long take? Now, let's go by take first. Take is when you actually shoot something, okay? So we do a take. It means that you're going to shoot something. Long means long, basically. Long take. Now, the reason why a long take is interesting is because a long take doesn't involve any cuts, meaning that you don't shoot this, stop, shoot another thing, then stop, and then put them together, alright? What happens is that you continuously shoot the whole thing. That's why a long take. Now, a long take is a good way for a filmmaker to show that he or she knows what he or she is doing, alright? For example, if a filmmaker knows how to prepare a shot, make sure that everything is set up, then they can do a long take to show that this comes in at the right time, this comes at the right time. So you cue everything, and you know how to move the camera as you go along. Lots of movies out there that do long takes very, very well. And you can look for that the next time you see a movie. Okay, so look for the movies that don't have a lot of cuts. Anyway, that's long take. Coming up, American Slang.
Hey, 各位好，欢迎来到美国绿语部分。
I'm Derek。
今天我们继续讲解影片啊，《Fargo》冰雪暴。话说到这个两个歹徒在枪杀了警员之后，又枪杀了两名路过的目击证人。那么警局呢，哎，派了一位怀了孕的女警员去调查此案。与此同时，我们的这个男主人公谢利也正在试图去说服他的岳父大人付这个巨大的这个赎金来给这些歹徒。
Saying the cops, they can advise us on this. I'm saying call a professional.
No, no cops. That's final. This is my deal here, Wade.
Yeah.
Jean is my wife here.
I gotta tell you, Wade, I'm leaning to Jerry's viewpoint here.
Well,
but we gotta protect Jean. We're not holding any cards here, Wade. They got them all. So they call a shot.
You're darn tootin'.
好，来看今天的美国俚语带给你的词组是这个短语叫 calling the shots.
So they call a shot.
Calling the shots means making the decisions. 来看这个短语的意思很简单，看这个字面叫 calling the shots. 这个 shot 的意思是开枪的意思，叫 shot. 那么 calling 是喊，我来喊，开枪，就会开枪。那么这个人要有一定的决策权，对不对？所以 calling the shots 它的意思就表示拿主意，做决定，最后拍板叫 calling the shot. 好，我们来看例句，来看第一个。Hey, why do you always get to call the shots? I want to make some decisions too. Hey, 老弟，为什么总是你答案主意？为什么总是你说了算？那么这个句子叫 why do you always get to call the shots? 为什么总是你来说了算？我也想做做决定。好， I want to make some decisions too. 我们再来看第二个例子。Hey, Duran, 你们今天几点下班？ Well, don't ask me when we get at work. I don't call the shots around here. 这句话的意思是 Hey, 几点下班？你可别问我。这个地方我说了不算。
I'm saying the cops, they can advise us on this. I'm saying call a professional.
No, no cops. That's final. This is my deal here, Wade.
Yeah.
Jean is my wife here.
I gotta tell you, Wade, I'm leaning to Jerry's viewpoint here.
Well,
we gotta protect Jean. We're not holding any cards here, Wade. They got them all. So they call a shot.
You're darn tootin'.
Hey, 好，欢迎进入经典对白。讲到两名歹徒给谢利打来电话，跟他讲，嘿，别担心老弟，你的妻子很好，我们没有做任何动作，但是事情发生变化，因为死了三个人，对不对？好，所以原来的这个赎金，哎，要从4万块涨到8万块。我们的谢利欣然同意，他为什么这么痛快就会答应一个翻倍的要求呢？那是因为他向他的岳父大人要的钱是$1,000,000.
How's Jean? Who's Jean? My wife.
Oh.
What the?
She's all right, but the three people have been bringing her to our school, okay? I tell you that.
What the heck are you talking about? Let's just finish this deal up here.
Blood has been shed, Jerry.
What the heck do you mean?
Three people in Brainerd.
Oh, jeez.
That's right. We need more money.
What the heck are you talking about? What have you fellas got yourself mixed up in?
We need more
this
money.
This was supposed to be a no-rough-stuff type deal.
Don't ever interrupt me, Jerry. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just...
I'm not going to debate you, Jerry. I'm not going to debate. We now want the entire 80,000.
Oh, for Christ's sake, here.
Blood has been shed. We've been cut rich, Jerry. I'm coming to town tomorrow. You have the money ready.
Now, we had a deal here. A deal's a deal.
刚才这个上面的片段，我们提炼出的第一个原点要交给你的是这个短语，这个短语叫 gotten yourself mixed up in.
What the heck are you talking about? What do you fellas got yourself mixed up in?
那么我们圈出来的短语叫 mixed up. Okay, to get mixed up in something means to get involved and endangered by it. 好，这个短语你来看，叫 get mixed up. 它的意思是表示你卷入了什么事情，并且受到了这件事情的危害，这件事情给你带来一些不好的负面的影响，负面的威胁，你卷进去了，叫 get mixed up。 好，来看看例句的用法好吗？ The first one, he got mixed up with the wrong people。 这句话的意思是，嘿，他怎么总是和那些不该的人卷在一起。你来看这个用法，首先叫 got 过去式嘛， he got mixed up， 他陷入了一种境地，卷进去了， with 卷进什么了， with the wrong people， 和那些错误的人，他的意思就是那些人他本不该跟和他们在一起，可是他却卷进去了。第二个例子，这个句子叫 Hey, I don't know how I got mixed up in their fight。 这句话的意思是 Hey,我也搞不清楚，我也莫名其妙，怎么他们之间的打斗，我却卷进去了。
This was supposed to be a no rough stuff kind of deal.
Don't ever interrupt me, Jerry. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just...
I'm not going to debate you, Jerry. I'm not going to debate. We now want the entire 80,000.
Oh, for Christ's sake, here.
好，来看下面这个原点。下面这个原点叫 no rough stuff.
No rough stuff kind of deal.
这个短语叫 rough stuff. This phrase means...things of a violent nature. 好，这个短语的意思 rough stuff， 它的意思是暴力行为，可是打架的意思，叫 rough stuff. Hey, if I leave you two alone, no rough stuff. You have to try and get along. 这句话的意思显然是家长或者老师跟你的孩子或者这个学生讲，我把你们两个人留在一起，可不要打架哟。好，我们再来看第二个例子。The referee told the players to cut out the rough stuff. 来看这个句子的意思，显然是发生在球场。那么裁判员为什么要说这句话？叫 no rough stuff， 原因是两个球员可能发生了打架，发生了口角，动起手来了。所以这个句子叫 The referee 裁判员 told the players 跟这个选手讲to cut out the rough stuff. Cut out 这个地方表示 stop 停止的意思，把你的 rough stuff 停下来吧。Cut out.
Blood has been shed. We've been cut rich, Jerry. I'm coming to town tomorrow. You have the money ready.
Now we had a deal here. A deal's a deal.
来看下面一个句子，下面一个句子叫 a deal is a deal.
A deal's a deal.
A deal is a deal means you have to follow through with the agreement.他的意思是表示你得照合同办。一个例子， Hey, we agreed to these conditions. You can't back out now. A deal is a deal. 这句话的意思是两个人在谈事情，你看 Hey, 这些条款我们已经达成一致了， We agreed to these conditions. 那么现在您可不能再撤回了，撤回要back out。 好，最后一句总结，您不但不能撤回，一定要去按合同办事，叫 a deal is a deal。 好，再来看第二个例句。 Hey, Jerry, 您家这个店卖的为什么比隔壁家的要贵一些？我想退东西。好，那么这个时候我就会说
I don't care. If you found a better place, a deal is a deal. You still have to pay me. 这句话的意思是，哼，你涨到更便宜的价钱，你发觉更便宜的价钱跟我无关。So, I don't care if you found a better price. 那么你要照合同形式，我们已经签过合同。A deal is a deal.
What do you need?
Three people in Brainerd.
Oh, geez.
That's right, and we need more money.
What the heck are you talking about? What do you fellas got yourself mixed up in?
We need more
money. This was supposed to be a no rough stuff type deal.
Don't ever interrupt me, Jerry. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm sorry, but I just...
I'm not going to debate you, Jerry. I'm not going to debate. We now want the entire 80,000.
Oh, for Christ's sake, here.
Blood has been shed. We've been cut rich, Jerry. I'm coming to town tomorrow. You have the money ready.
Now, we had a deal here. A deal is a deal.
好了，结束这个部分之前，我们还是回顾一下讲的内容。在俚语里面，我们学过了一个短语，跟开枪好像有关系的，叫谁拿主意，谁说了算，谁来做决定。那个短语叫 call the shot， 叫 call the shot， 对不对？好，接下去我们学了一个短语，表示很混乱，你卷入了一个事件，并且自食其果。那个短语叫 get mixed。好，接下去我们学了一个短语，表示哎，我跟你讲，你可不要打架，不能够打架。那个短语叫 no rough stuff。还有最后一个，刚刚教过你们做买卖的时候，我们会说要照合同去办的事情，叫 a deal is a deal。好了，这么多东西你都记住了吗？
Movie Tune, I'm Vicky, and today we'll be looking at the song called Burning Love from Disney's animated film Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch is a movie about different kinds of friendship and different kinds of love. This song called Burning Love from the movieTalks about a love so strong it burns. Let's take a look. Burning love. My brain is flaming. The word flaming means on fire. So when your brain is flaming, it means you have so much going on. There's so much to think about. And this love is burning so strong that it affects your brain. I don't know which way to go. Also means I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to go.Because your kisses lift me higher. Lift in this sentence means to pull up. So your kisses make me so happy you pull me up. Your kisses lift me higher. Like the sweet song of a choir. A sweet song is a song that sounds very nice. And a choir is a group of singers. When a large group of singers come together and they sing, it's called a choir. You like my morningDie with burning love. The love is so strong and so bright, it's like light in the morning. You light my morning sky with burning love. Now you know what the word to burning love means. Listen to the song with us, and we'll see you again tomorrow on Action Inc.